Shumei of Rashi mentions two things, not only in regard to the Takone of Nicholas Edaim Lufaneo, but after all, a waiter who serves pas, so he serves other things too, and some guests eat meat, some guests eat milk, so that means that the same waiter will deliver, let's say, a tafshil of bosal to one, and a tafshil of chol to another person. So, and still Rashi says in the Jube that he doesn't have to wash his hands. So, Mimele, the Bes Yosef mentions this aloha. Shamo sham shamish bisude v'nigeya v'echli, v'nitzorach nitil et v'nitzricho nitil erach v'echli. Now, and this Ramo, on Siv Gimel, when the Ramo says, v'yeish matzrichem nitil et, that means that if ochal tafshil shol boso, so, and he wants to eat achov tafshil shol gvino, so according to the Rashbam, he has to make nitil. He has to make nitil. So he says, v'yeish matzrichem nitil et. So the Rabbi Gleiger says, mashma b'loi kinuach v'adochim. That when, according to the Rashbam, so if someone ate tafshil shel boso, and then he wants to eat the tafshil shel gvino, so he has to wash his hands. But kinuach v'adoche he doesn't have to make. Kinuach v'adoche he doesn't have to make. Then he says, ומה ביקוס אברמו של לאכול גבינו אחר תפשיל בוסו? היינה גבינו בן, אבל תפשיל של גבינו אחר תפשיל בוסו מוטה בנטיל הלכות. מוטה בנטיל הלכות. So, in other words, from this Ramo it's mashma, that if someone ate the tafshil shel boso, and then he wants to eat the tafshil shel gvino, so if he ate the tafshil shel boso, and he wants to eat gvino itself, he has to wait 6 hours. Rashbam Shiti. But if he ate the tafshil shel boso, and he wants to eat the tafshil shel gvino, so from the Ramo it's mashma, Rabbi Yehuda says, he goes without saying that he doesn't have to wait 6 hours. That's certainly not. But it's in mashma that in kinuach v'adoche he doesn't have to make. Because when is it required to make kinuach v'adoche if he eats, let's say, the bosor itself, or the cholov itself, the gvino itself. Mashenkin, if he eats a tafshil of bosor, and then he wants to eat a tafshil of gvino, he doesn't have to make kinuach v'adoche. This is what he says. It's mashma v'adoche. אבל תפשו של גבינו, ומה בקוס ברמו של איך הוא גבינו אחר תפשו כוסו? אני גבינו בהם, אבל תפשו של גבינו אחר תפשו כוסו, מותר בחיל לחוד. הוא לא מטרס חטוס. דיביר, המחס יעקב, הוא יסיו די תשום, בתפשו של בוסו, ברקי תפשו של גבינו, בינו גם כנוח והדוחם. ובהפך, תחילו של גבינו, והקין של בוסו, סגי בניטילי. So in other words, so he mentions from the Teres Chatos, from this Ramo it's mashma, that if he ate the tafshil shel boso, and then he wants to eat the tafshil shel gvino, so even though he passed like the Rashbam, the Ramo passed like the Rashbam, but he doesn't have to make, so not only he doesn't have to wait 6 hours, he doesn't even have to make, in Rav Adoch, but the Teres Chatos shita is, that if he ate the tafshil shel boso, and then he wants to eat the tafshil shel gvino, so true, that there is chatos also agrees, that 6 hours he doesn't have to wait, but kinuach v'adoche he has to wait. Mashenke, if he ate first a tafshil of gvino, and then he wants to eat a tafshil of boso, so then kinuach v'adoche he doesn't have to wait, but if he ate the tafshil shel boso first, and then he wants to eat the tafshil of gvino, he has to realize not only Nitil Sedayim to remove the grease, but he has to make Kinuach Vadoche also. So far we have two sheets. One sheet is the Psak of the Ramo here, that if he ate a tafshil of bosom, and then he wants to eat a tafshil of gvino, so he doesn't have to wait 6 hours, and he doesn't even have to make Kinuach Vadoche, but he has to make Nitil Sedayim to remove the grease. And then another sheet, the Psak of the Teres Chatos, that if he ate the tafshil shel boso, and then he wants to eat the tafshil of gvino, so 6 hours he doesn't have to wait, but he has to, in addition to the Teres Chatos, he has to make kinuach v'adoche, to remove the crumbs from between his teeth. Now there is still a third sheet. Now, Now, if the Adavor mentions that from the Darkeneshe it's Muchach, Darkeneshe Muchach, Shalech Gvino, Achataf Shoshobosok, Achabosar Atzme. So the Rav Dreyer himself was bothered by something. Why does he say, the Rambo here, that Ochal Tafshul Shol Boso, so in order to eat the Tafshul Shol Gvino after that, he has to make Nitile, but he should have to wait 6 hours, not just Nitile, because the Rambo paskins in the second Nagoye, Vino Ago Achshav Lahachmir, Shalech Udvina Chaboso, Ach Tafshul Boso, Kmei Achaboso Ratzmei. So the Mele should wait 6 hours, so that Rambo says, no, when the Rambo says, So he means only Gvino itself, if he eats Gvino itself after Tafshil Shel Boso. But if he wants to eat Tafshil of Gvino, not Gvino itself, after Tafshil of Boso, he doesn't have to wait 6 hours. Mashiach, this is the Shite of the Ramo here. Mashiach, in the Shite of the Tarkimeshe, of the Ramo in Tarkimeshe, Darkeneshe Muchach, the Rambam says, the Ladach Gvino Atzmo, the Lafu Tafshil Shol Gvino, Tafshil Shol Boso, Noag Lach Nevchikos of Marshal. So in other words, there is a machlekes between the Marshal and the Ramo here, and the Ramo in Darkeneshe agrees with the Marshal. According to the Rashbam says that if someone wants to eat Gvino after the Tafshil of Boso, Gvino itself, after the Tafshil of Boso, so he has to wait 6 hours. So the Marshal says, according to Rashbam Shite, not only if he wants to eat a Gvino itself after a Tafshil of Boso, he has to wait 6 hours. But even if he wants to eat a Tafshil of Gvino after a Tafshil of Boso, he also has to wait 6 hours. When does Rashbam say that Nitil Sedaim is required, but it's enough? That is, if he wants to eat Boso after a Tafshil of Gvino. But if he wants to eat a Tafshil Gvino after a Tafshil of Boso, or even if he wants to eat a Tafshil of Gvino after a Tafshil of Boso, he has to wait 6 hours. That's the Shita of the Mashal. Mashal, the Shita of the Rambo here is, the Rambo here and the Teres Chatos, is that the Rashbam only requires to wait 6 hours if he wants to eat Gvino Bien after a Tafshil of Boso. But if he wants to wait, a Tafshil of Gvino after a Tafshil of Boso, he doesn't have to wait 6 hours. Now, we have to understand that. What is the Machlekes? I would say like the Mashal. If I didn't know of the Shite of the Rambam here, and of the Shite of the Psak of the Rambam in Teres Chatos, I would say like the Mashal, because the Rashbam spells it out that you have to wait 6 hours after a Tafshil of Boso in order to eat Gvino. So what difference does it make whether you want to eat Gvino itself or you want to eat a Tafshil of Gvino? So for the same reason that you have to wait 6 hours for eating Gvino itself after a Tafshil of Boso, so you should wait 6 hours for eating a Tafshil of Gvino after a Tafshil of Boso. But that's the Mashal Shite, the Shite of the Ramon in Akimeche. But here the Shite is not. What's the difference between a Tafshil of Gvino, a Tafshil of Boso? I mean, what's the difference between eating a Tafshil of Gvino after a Tafshil of Boso, or eating Gvino itself after a Tafshil of Boso? Now there are two times why you should wait 6 hours. One time is because the Tama Boso is Nimshach. The other time is because the Boso of Inashinayim. Now, if you eat, according to the Rashbam, if you eat a Tafshil of Boso, and then you want to eat the Gvino itself, then everybody agrees that according to the Rashbam, So you have to wait 6 hours. You have to wait 6 hours. So it seems that when you eat Gvino itself, so in other words, when you eat, so the reason is why the Ramor here passes that only when you eat Gvino itself after the Tafshir Shel Kosar, you have to wait 6 hours, not if you eat the Tafshir of Gvino, is because when you eat, as far as removing the crumbs of from between the teeth, that is only shayach that if you ate basar itself. So then the crumbs of basar itself so remain stuck between the teeth, and they have a chalishan basar. Masha'im came if you didn't eat basar itself, and you just ate a tafshil of basar. You just ate the tafshil of basar, so the crumbs of the tafshil of basar don't remain stuck between the teeth for 6 hours. They don't remain stuck for 6 hours. But the other time, so if the Rashbam says that you have to wait 6 hours even after eating a tafshil of basar, so that's not on the basis of the Shita of the Rambam's explanation for 6 hours, but on the basis of Rashi's explanation of 6 hours. What's Rashi's explanation? Because the Tama Basar is nimshach b'piv for 6 hours. So the melee ends. Now, what is a tafshir of basar? Tafshir of basar means a tafshir that has a tam basar. So the melee, the Rashbam holds, just as the Tama Basar in basar itself is nimshach b'piv for 6 hours. So the Tama Basar that exists, that inheres in a tafshir of basar, also lasts for 6 hours. The same way. So the Meile, the Rambam says, inasmuch as the shite of the Rashbam of waiting 6 hours after a tafshil of basar must be based upon Rashi's explanation of the purpose of 6 hours. It couldn't be based upon the Rambam's explanation of the purpose of 6 hours. So it's only, so one is required to wait 6 hours after a tafshir shel basar in order to eat gvino itself. Because if he eats gvino itself, while the tam habosor is still in here, still exists in his peh, so mele, there will be an isar rabon, because he'll be eating the bien of cholov, of gvino, together with tam habosor that he feels in the mouth. He's not going to eat a mamoshes, a tangible thing that has tam basar, but he'll just be eating gvino, the bien of cholov, together with tam basar, because the tam basar will still be felt with him. So that's also mashayim kein, if he's going to eat after the tafshil of basar. So too, he will still feel the tam basar of the pin because of the tafshil of basar. But he is going to eat not the bein of cholov. He'll eat the tam ki iker of cholov. That is not osam rabbon. The tam ki iker, the tam of cholov, the bein of cholov, together with the feeling of the tam of basar, that is osam rabbon. But the tam of cholov, the tam of cholov, together with the tam of basar, and the tam of basar doesn't emanate from any tangible food. It doesn't emanate. That is already digested. The basar, the tafshil of basar is already digested, but he still can feel the tam of basar b'seich piv. So there is nothing wrong in eating a tam of cholov simultaneously with feeling the tam of basar. Masha'im came when he eats gvino itself, then it is awesome. So in other words, so the Ramos distinction between eating a tafshil of gvino after a tafshil of basar, and eating gvino itself after a tafshil of basar, can be is very reasonable, because if he eats within 6 hours the gvino itself, then at the time when he eats gvino, the be'en of cholov, he will feel it angosim. So that is also the avodah, to feel it angosim. Even though there is no mamoshes of boso or even of itafshel of boso, just he will feel it angosim. So that is also. Masha'inkin, if he eats a tafshel of gvino within 6 hours from the eating of a tafshel of boso, so he will not eat the be'en of cholov. The ben of cholov and feel itam boso. He'll eat something that has itam of cholov, not the ben of cholov. So it doesn't matter that he'll feel the tam boso together with the tam of cholov. Whereas the shite of the mashal is that even this is also awesome. Even this is awesome. All right, now we'll leave it here. Now for Friday, so of course. I mean, you should have gone over all the shachs and taz before, but we'll go over the shachs and taz, and then I intend to go over the simen of kal, but you couldn't understand the simen of kal if you don't go over the gemara about kal. Now that's the Mishnah, that kuftes at the bottom, kuftes on dalet, hakal kerei umeitzi es so, and then the Gemara, the whole Gemara, up to the beginning of Kufyud Amdal, and you have to go over the tasters there, because in order to understand Simen Tzadik, here is your Veloyoid, or even the pass that we eat with the gvino, also achter bisakin shachichim baboso. So if look the pshat in the mechaber is, there you'll see that there is a machlekes between the taz and the shach. But the pshat in the mechaber seems like the shach. In other words, that the reason is because the sakin usually has some grease adhering to it. So it's not a question of bliin, it's a question of a bien. So Mimele, if you cut cheese with the sakin that is used for meat, even though it looks clean, so you don't notice, you know, the slight spots of the meat grease. But it has some meat grease. And then when you cut cheese with it, so some spotlets of the meat grease will be transferred to the gvino. So then, and then you eat the gvino with some spots of grease, of meat, on it. So you'll be eating gvino with boso. Velo yeisa, el afil apa sheichlim ha-gvino, oso lachter bisakim, sheichlim boso. For the same reason, because some spots of grease, of boso, will be transferred to the pas, and then you'll eat that pas together with the gvino. So you'll be eating boso becholov. And the quantity is not important, even though there'll be just a few hardly noticeable spots of grease, of boso, together with gvino. So it also involves the isa of midrabonon, of eating boso together with chol. That seems to be passionate, but you'll see the taz. That according to the taz, so this din shochin, this sifin shochinoch has reference even to a case where it was a perfectly spotless night. So Mimele, he has certain questions. V'chin lefen amos, umiwa al-dein yitze bikarka koshe shor. Because that's the end, mamash, the last piece in the Gemara in Avrizor. So the Gemara says that when you have isaki that was used for isa, so then you have to be nates, even if it was used, even if it's used bitzene. So you have to knock it in the karka number of times. In other words, that is to knock off any EBN that is not balua. I mean, that's the pashtus. You'll see it again. But the pashtus is that needs to be karka, it does not extract bleed. In order to extract bliya, you have to have a gole. I mean, you cannot extract bliya by nitzavikak, the pashtus of that. But sometimes, you know,
you have a certain band, a certain grease, adhering to a kelim, to a kelim, to a knife, or to any other kelim. And if you just pour cold water on it, it gets off, it's removed. But sometimes you have certain hardened grease. You can see it with your eyes, but it's so hardened that it's mamish impregnated into the surface of the knife, or the kelim, or the spoon. You see it every day. It becomes hardened because it wasn't cleaned for a number of days, so then it dried up and becomes hardened, and it is actually impregnated into the surface of the knife, or the spoon, the fork, so on. Now, it does not have a din of a belua, because belua is something that is absorbed by the interior of the kelim. And even if the belia takes place in the klipe, so it's also the interior of the klipe, the periphery of the kelim. Mashenkin, this, you see it with your eyes. And if you use something to rub it off, you'll rub it off. But just rinsing it with cold water, you will not rub it off. You'll not rub it off. So in other words, so when something was used many times, even if it doesn't have a bilie, so memele, the end becomes dried up and impregnated on the surface. So in order to remove it, you have to be needs bikarka koshin number of times. That's the way to remove it. That's the pashtus. Miyal di nitzi bikarka koshin shor. Shor. Why? Because even though, you see, just rinsing it, putting it under the cold faucet, that will not fulfill the job, will not do the job, because it's dried grease. But if you knock it against the karaka, so that will knock it off. Avot vonoagu kol Yisroel yizlem shnei sakinim. V'lirshim echot mehem shevirei hekya. V'noagu lirshim shal choshen. In other words, you don't have to put on both, you have to have a semen. As long as you put on one knife, you put cholov. And another knife, you don't put on anything, so you know. So, v'noagu lirshim shal cholov. V'ein lishan is minik shal Yisrael. And you see the Ramo was a very, had great regard for Minogi Yisrael. He doesn't mention it, let's say, in regard to every minik, because other minogim, he doesn't have to mention it. Because other minogim, so one is an avarian if he's mizaltan minogim. Let's say if somebody will be mizaltan minogim of 9 days in Shavua Shechali Yisdeh Shevisechei. So then he's an avarian. Or if he'll be mizaltan minogim of Kitnias and Pesach. Because these are things that are, the minik originated in his yog. The purpose of all these minogim, Kitnias and Pesach, let's say, so it originated in Ishyok, or the 9 days, Shavuot Chol Tishrei, not as Ishyok, against Averes, but these are things that even without Minig, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Averes and Chum. So Mimele, if there is a Minig, so then it comes within the Halacha of Al Titish Teres Emecha, of Al Titish Emecha, there's the Gemara in Psochim, Bnei Bishin, Noagu, Shavuot HaFlik, Mitzir, Litzidin, Be'erev Shabbos, so they had the Minig, because of Kri Shabbos, so they had Nezis Yog, they shouldn't Chas V'Sholim come L'Chil Shabbos, not to go by boat from Tzir to Tzidin, even though it just took a few hours from Tzir to Tzidin, you know, to go by boat. So the Bnei Bishin wanted to get a Heter, so the Gemara says, M'Tzochim, M'Mokim Shinagu, Al Tidish Teres Emecho. So that's the Mokia for Minogim. If somebody is Mizalzel Minogi Yisroel, that are based upon Yog, or that I'm based, or that relate to something that would be a kiyum mitzvah even without a minig, but it wouldn't be obligatory, like the minogim of the 9 days, or the minogim of Shavua Shechali Yisdeh Shevisechei. So even without a minig, there would be a kiyum mitzvah of certain aveles, because the Gemara says, "Mishenichnas biov mematim b'simcho." So even without minogim, so there would be a kiyum mitzvah. There is a minig not to. To go to Bisamerchetz in the 9 days. But even without a minik, there is a kiyum mitzvah of observing certain aveles in the 9 days. So, mainly, if there is a minik, so the Shulchan Aruch says that Peres Gela Yishachen Nochosh, so then it comes within the posik of Al Titish Teres Emecho. Mashein Kein, let's say, Minhogin, let's say, like standing up, let's say, before Avraham David. I mean, all kinds of these minogim. So he will not be, if somebody doesn't do it, he'll not be an avaria. But now, certainly this minig, if somebody will not be reishim shel cholov, so he'll certainly not be an avaria, he will not have any avaria. It doesn't come within Altidishtera Semecho. So that's why the Ramo emphasizes the English Mishal Yisrael. Because inasmuch as it doesn't involve any Avere when you don't comply with these Minogim, let's say the Minogim, I mean that Ramo mentions on Pesach night you pour off for each, you know, for each Make, Dom, Tzvadeyakini. Suppose somebody doesn't do it. He's not an Avarye. I saw Gdele Yisrael with him do it. He's not an Avarye. So if somebody is mizalzel minhogim of kipnias, or on the other minhogim, let's say minhogim of 5 days over and above the Zion Nikim, he's certainly an avarian. But these minhogim, why? Because they were adapted as Isyov. Mashenk in these minhogim, so it doesn't come within Altitesh Dera Semecho. But, so one could say, could you know, have an attitude, you know, of disdain towards such minhogim. So the Ramo says, Vein Lishanis Mineshul Yisrael. Every minhag Yisrael, even a minhag that al-pidin, we are not mechuyev to comply with it, so we shouldn't chas v'sholem have an attitude of disdain. You know. Yes, what?
We got to leave some carpets. Is there a basis for the common practice of leaving a kliyin for meisleis?
No, I mean, because the purpose of nizvi karka lifi pshutei, I mean, you'll see that not everybody agrees with it, but lifi pshutei, so the purpose of nizvi karka is only to knock off a ban, a dried up ban. So memela, there is no purpose in leaving it idle for 24 hours before you are nizvi karka. Because if the purpose had been, you know, to take out the bliya, all right. So memela, there is a purpose. Because maybe a mashu bliya will remain. So we have to make sure that to let it stay idle for 24 hours. But the purpose is to knock off a ben, so it's not shayach. So if any ben is not knocked off, so even if you left it idle for 24 hours, so it's still not nisim tamlin kam. Of course, it's a machlik as the Rashi and the Ran. Today is in Shchonoch, and the Starubes we learn.
And how about leaving it in the karka itself? Is there any other method besides putting it in and out 10 times, like leaving it in the karka?
No, it's because you're all right, you have to knock it off in the karka. It's not leaving it. It's because when you push it in, you knock it off. It's not leaving it. The leaving it will not accomplish anything. But if you push, first of all, if it's karka kosher, so you have to exert a lot of pressure in order to thrust it in. And then you do it many times, so immediately knock it off. But it's not by the fact that it's knows the karka, it's by the fact that you exert a lot of pressure in, and because of that pressure, so you knock off any dried up grease. All right, now the task.